Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholino. The government yesterday reassured that India has sufficient supplies of crude, petrol, diesel, natural gas and LPG. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia situation, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said that refineries are operating at optimum capacity to meet the demand. Ms. Sharma said steps are being taken to ensure availability across all petrol pumps. Supply of LPG for cooking purposes is stable, and in the last 3 days, delivery of 1 crore 34 lakh domestic LPG cylinders has been made, while the supply of commercial LPG remained 1,32,000 tons since 1st of this month. The Directorate General of Health Services has issued an advisory regarding Ebola disease for passengers arriving from or transiting through affected countries. According to the advisory, travelers who have visited high-risk countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan, are experiencing symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle pain, unexplained bleeding and vomiting, sore throat, have been urged to seek immediate medical attention, a report.
Government has said that passengers who have had direct contact with blood or body fluids of a suspected or confirmed Ebola patient must report immediately to the airport health officer or health desk before immigration clearance. The authorities have further stated that any traveler developing such symptoms within 21 days of arrival should promptly seek medical care and inform healthcare authorities about their travel history. Passengers have been advised to cooperate with health screening and public health measures to ensure safety and compliance with international health regulations. Asano, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The proposed no-confidence motion and floor test against incumbent Dimapur Municipal Council Chairman Huketo Yeptomi has been cancelled following the withdrawal of support by half of the signatories. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang informed that a written communication was received yesterday in which 6 out of the 12 signatories withdrew their support to the no-confidence motion against the DMC chairperson. Following verification of the authenticity of the signatures and being satisfied with the withdrawal request, the Deputy Commissioner cancelled the special meeting scheduled for May 22. Dr. Chang further stated that the notice for the no-confidence motion has been treated as withdrawn and the matter closed. A special awareness and sensitization program for brick kiln units under the National Clean Air Program, NCAP, was held in Dimapur yesterday. The program was organized by the District Industry Center, Dimapur, in association with the Naglen Pollution Control Board, NPCB. The program focused on creating awareness on air pollution, promoting cleaner brick kiln practices, and supporting the objectives of NCAP. Speaking at the event, Scientist B of NPCB, Yanathan Kithan, highlighted the impact of air quality on human health, environment and climate, while Senior Environmental Engineer Ghali A. Su stressed the importance of environmental compliance and adoption of cleaner technologies in the brick kiln industry. Amid growing public concern and misinformation surrounding the installation of smart electricity meters in Mon Town, the electrical subdivision Mon has appealed to citizens not to believe or circulate rumors regarding the ongoing process. SDO Electrical Subdivision Mon, Tanya Lokat, informed that the installation of smart electricity meters is being carried out under the Government of India's Power Sector Digitalization Initiative, the revamped distribution sector scheme. Mr. Kat stated that the smart metering program aims to improve transparency, billing accuracy, energy management and overall efficiency of electricity services for consumers. It further informed that the installation work is being conducted only through authorized agencies and officials. All electricity consumers of Mon Town have been requested to cooperate with installation teams during the ongoing exercise. Consumers seeking clarification or official information have been advised to contact the department or authorize ANVIL officials only. And a training program on sustainable fish farming management was conducted at the District Fisheries Office, Wokha, yesterday to promote scientific fish farming practices and sustainable aquaculture management among farmers. District Fisheries Officer Rilantang Ezong stressed the importance of scientific fish farming for better livelihood, economic benefits and nutritional security while protecting aquatic ecosystems. Officials informed that Nagaland currently produces only 30% of its fish demand. Meanwhile, a practical demonstration water pH testing was also conducted for the trainees. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.